Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Well, we are into a new year, so fill us in on what's been happening in the woods.
Okay, I'm going to start with the thing that should be on everyone's mind, I think, which is winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we are having a real winter. I know there's mixed feelings about that, but I think we all agree this is a real, real winter for our part of the world. And so I'm going to start with just a little reflection on December. So December of this year, or of last year, 2013, and how that compares, because we've talked before about how, wow, our memories can be really short about how things went in the past. So I went back and looked through my records for the past 10 years is all. And for our location, which is east of Grand Marais and in, so about 16 miles east and then inland about 6 miles. So in December of 2013, we had 43 inches of snowfall on the ground. And I went back, as I said, for 10 years, and 52 inches fell in December of 2008. But in both cases, at the end of the month, even though there was almost a foot difference in inches that fell, they were both about the same amount of snow cover on the ground, 19 in 2013, December, end of December, and 20 in 2008. Not that long ago, we had more snow in December than we had this. But overall in the 10 years, most Decembers were 20 inches that fell or less. Mm. So if you've all been thinking that, boy, we've had a lot of snow in December, that was true. We did have a lot of snow compared to most of the last 10 years' Decembers. In both cases, 2013 and 2008, the snow was very dry. So 44 inches of snow in this past December, only 2.5 inches of precipitation in that.
Really?
Yeah. And in the year with the 52 inches in 2008, just a little over 2.5 inches, 2.75. So typical, you know, when you have cold weather, the snow is dry, pretty consistent that way. I also looked at the cold temperatures. And the coldest that that we've had at our place is 41 below. And we only had that once. Otherwise, it's the low 20s, the high 20s or 30s, you know, below have been the coldest days. And I looked back at that, too. And in our location, most recently in 2011, we had one night of 35 below. 2009, we had a minus 34, and in 2000, then we have to go all the way to 2005 to hit a 40 below.
Ooh.
Yes, and that was the only year up until this 13, 14 this winter that we had 4 days, at least 4 days of below zero temperature where it never got above zero. So all the way back to 2005. Mm-hmm. To find another one of those.
So it's true that we have had several consecutive days of below zero weather.
Oh, yes, we definitely have at our place.
Well, anyway, we have too.
Yeah. Okay. I imagine most of the county has experienced that.
Except maybe if you're right on the shore, but even the shore has been below zero.
Yeah, right. So definitely it's been cold. It's been a great winter for many things, depending upon what you like to do, but I think everyone would agree that this has been a winter to really appreciate what the meaning of shelter is and how much to value one's shelter. So other things. So we've had the snow, we've had the cold, we've had an unusual thing at our place. I, again, looked back in the records for about 15 years, and this is only one of a few years in all that time that we, at our place, have not had any pine grosbeaks.
I've seen one or two on the road, but, you know, where they usually congregate, the mountain ash berries, No sight yet.
Well, I have seen some, but just two or one at a time and not at our feeders. So it'll be really fun to see if they ever congregate at the feeders. So they're out there, and I know they were in the Christmas bird count. I don't know exactly how many, but they were down kind of far on the list, so maybe not so many. So we've talked before about how pine grosbeaks are nomadic birds, and they just really move around. And so this is one of those years when, at least so far, we're not getting a whole lot of them in our part of the world. So that's different. The subnivian layer that we've talked about, a couple places I've looked at that, checked to see what kind of how that's looking. And the places that I've looked, it's definitely getting pretty well developed. The snow is very granular and very kind of sugary. But it hasn't formed as big a clumps and crystal clumps as what it may eventually form. But as we know, I noted before, that there's been a lot of settling. So even though we've had 44 inches, it's only at 19 on the ground. And some of that, of course, is snow. When we've had a few warm days, you know, can sublimate. But most of that is just that settling of that fluffy snow and making that nice dense blanket. So that's moving right along. Another thing that I've really been excited to see is that we're already getting nice regular layers of skim ice on Lake Superior whenever it's calm. And not just in the shallow bays. I mean, that's the most likely place where it may be protected and shallower water, but even out just offshore anywhere when the lake has been really calm. And last, I would just say that December was, and January so far, just fantastic for night sky experiences.
Right, right.
Oh, the December moon was to die for. It just was so beautiful. And then once the moon was going dark and coming up so late, it was so easy this time of the year to go out and enjoy the night sky without having to stay up late or even get up early for that matter. So as long as you could bundle up, just incredible clarity, beautiful, beautiful starry skies or moonlit snow, just terrific.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us on the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on winter so far.
Sure.